Christ, I don't think I'm even going to need to do noise reduction. Looky, 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 what turned up in the post today? My little, lovely microphone. I've been promising myself a decent fucking microphone for months. And here it is. So I thought I would christen it with a story that I was reminded recently that I've not yet voiced it. And it was a role play. And it was a suggested scenario that's, well, you'll hear, it's really quite dark. But it was the first time I got invited to imagine what I would do. And it was really out of my comfort zone. But it developed a momentum all of its own. So, yeah, it turned into a great story. So the setup is kidnapped and bound. There's a young woman being ransomed in a situation where money is being negotiated elsewhere in the world, and I'm just merely the middleman in the room. She's tied and she's bound and cannot move, gasping for air in the darkness. I licked my fingers. Your hot little pussy was urgent and wet. And the scent of you is delicious. A woman. A bound woman, unable to move. And I licked my fingers again, savouring the taste, the smell of you. I growl inside as I reach and place my big hands aside your head, my knees astride you, as I make decisions. I don't know why this is happening. I just know why I want to be a part of it. The cell phone buzzes as I decide. I'm just the middle guy. I have no idea what's going on in the real world. All I know is I'm the guy in the present tense. Here I am, hungry and hard. I shift slightly to my right as you sense my thoughts. And I read the message on my phone. They're not playing ball. Go enjoy yourself. I threw my phone aside as I wonder how and why I should do this. A beautiful and aching young woman is beneath me, bound and tied and at my mercy. I wonder how we've arrived at this situation. But I'm under orders. I place the tip of my cock between your wet lips and wait. I can feel you beneath me as your vulnerable stance betrays you. The tip of myself nestles between your lips, however, as I wrestle my thoughts. Your breathing suggests aching. Your body, slick and yearning, lies beneath me as I edge slowly inside you and I pause. The discarded cell phone buzzes once more in the distance. I ignored it. I slip inside you as I press forward with my hips, hearing you sigh as I accomplish my thrust. An exploration. I'm deep inside of you now, as deep as my thick cock can possibly get, and I can feel you pulsing against me. I hold my stance, reaching for the cell phone. It merely said, "Payday beckons. Turn your microphone on." And I obey. As I reached forward and clicked my mouse. Your breathing is now live and being sent to the world as my conspirators begin to finish their negotiations. I edge gently back and forth as I can feel you against me. My cell phone buzzes one more time and my cock pauses as you sigh in the darkness. The text merely says, "Make her scream." I throw that damn thing aside again. No one fucking tells me what to do. My thick, thick hard cock twitches once more inside you as my forced hips stay there in my rigid stance. My hot breath, my weight presses against you as my decisions move again. I edge out of you slowly, withdrawing, and I pause. Your desperate gasps tell me you are unsure and yet hungry. I slide back into you, feeling you react and yearn as I fill you completely. Utterly at my mercy, utterly under my control, gasping and gasping. And I growl. Our situation is alive on the web. As I begin to find my rhythm, your squirms beneath me, merely allowing me to own you further as I slowly but surely swing my hips back and forth, puncturing you deeper with every thrust, feeling you delight with my movement. I change my body weight as I shift into quaking, where I start to constantly change the arch in my back as I thrust. It subtly creates a magical difference between my body motion and my thrusting, as the deepest edge of my injection is matched by my momentum already moving away, and my body weight shifting forward with urgency as my thrust merely begins. I can feel you clenching me with your deepest muscles as this change in the dance is noted and appreciated, our breathing and fucking being broadcast to the world. I change my rhythm, slowing, then speeding, trying to surprise you with my urgent deep thrusting. The bizarre nature of the circumstances that have led us here, they don't matter anymore as this has become two human beings becoming touched. I quicken my rhythm again as I feel my balls tighten, your plaintive sighs reacting as I begin to reach you deeper and harder inside. You are unable to prevent me from doing this, but I wish you could drag your nails across my back and sink your teeth into my shoulder as I take you towards the edge. But another buzzing catches me afresh. I roughly take myself from you again as I hear your gasp. I read again as this message informs me, do your fucking job. Make her scream. I look down at you, spread before me. Swollen and puffy, slick and taken, so young and firm, aching and aching. So I wrap my large hand around my thick cock and then wipe my face, your heady juices igniting a fire in me once more. Your soft breath trembles as you feel me come closer and my mouth smears against your breast, your little stiff nipple delighting as I envelop you, then slowly bite down on you, harder and harder until you cry out, begging me to stop. And I paused, and then released my teeth, feeling your relief as I move my mouth to your other heaving breast, and suck hard and roughly, hearing you pant and moan as I suck harder and harder, feeling capillaries breaking and tearing as I summon your blood, the pain making you breathe sharply as you beg me loudly to stop. I lazily roll my tongue around that nipple, red and swollen and fit to burst. My handling is rough and painful, making you start to sob, but I will not release you, the vacuum my mouth has created only getting more merciless as you try to squirm, tears now falling in the darkness to go with your desperate sobbing. I slow and focus on that little stiff nipple, as my teeth graze towards it, encircling and pressing harder and harder, provoking you to tense your whole body as the pain coursing through you becomes blinding. A guttural sound is drawn from you, full of anguish and desperation, that echoes throughout the internet, reverberating and bouncing into all the dark corners out there that exist in the ether, quietly listening. I relax my grip as you subside further into sobs of utter abandonment. A flower-shaped bruise is already forming as I gaze down at you. Even a little blood is showing as your swollen nipple pulses with your heartbeat. I nestle the tip of my slickened cock against you again, and I felt you quiver. And then I reach down and reach beneath you as I shift your hips, biting your belly in the process. With your frame forwards now, I take my cock and lazily direct it downwards as I press against that other hole you own. "Now I'm really gonna make you fucking scream," I whispered. Casually, spitting into my hand and rolling up and down my cock as you squirm and beg afresh, as you literally realize the enormity of what I'm about to do. "Please, please don't," is the only thing left that your shattered emotions can offer as I spit once more. She's felt me inside her already and knows just how this is gonna hurt. Hell, even I know this is gonna hurt. But I'm just obeying orders. One more begging exhortation from you into the thick night air as I spread you wide and ready myself for what I am about to do.
"Don't,"
you cry. Cry plaintively into the night, but you know what's gonna happen. And your soul becomes resigned, retreating into that inner core that we all own, knowing you are powerless against the events unfolding. Fucking orders. I'm about to ruin this stranger, and I don't even know the fucking reason why. I whisper almost breathlessly, "I'm sorry." So quietly, it's more for my own benefit than hers. As I am sure she couldn't catch it above her own fresh gasping sobs of dark and dangerous pain, as I roughly force my way into her, her clenching sphincter no match for my insistence, as I slowly sink deeper and deeper, her blinding pain releasing a scream of such depth and power as the tortured emotions of a dissolved and powerless woman rend me aghast at what I'm doing. Her weight shifts as she slumps, limp, abandoned to her fate and accepting the pure immediacy of her horror. The scream is now released and then replaced with gentle keening sobs of pure unravelment as I hold my stance. And she cries tears that stream away in a flow down her face, utterly undone, as my hot breath continues to pulse, holding my stance again. For the last time, the cell phone buzzes again, and I hear her whimper in response, because surely, no good things become of that phone. I withdrew, roughly, and reached for that fucking thing. The message was simple. "Payday. You did good." I click the mouse, and her tears and torment now stays in this room, as my soul quaked at the events that I've just created. A broken woman, aching and damaged, I turn off the broadcast app and wonder how I've gotten here in my life. Gambling debts are no small deal, but I've become a puppet to circumstance because of them. I grunt as I lean upwards and rise from the bed. And I go to the bathroom and flick on the sharp fluorescence of the light as I gaze at myself. My cock, relaxing as it slows down, needs washing. So I carefully and gently remove the horror from me, scarcely believing what I'd just done. Am I a monster? The cleaners will arrive soon, now that payment has been resolved. They may well take urgent advantage of the situation too, but all I could do is stare at my cold reflection. I am not a monster. I flick the light off and return to your situation. I need to show you that I'm not a monster. I reach out mournfully and press my hand against your thigh, rubbing a slow trail upwards across your hip, as your breathing shifts yet again. I softly graze my nails as I return to your bleeding breast, feeling you panic. "Not this time. You're safe now." I lever my hand so my index and middle finger are grasping you aside of that nipple, as I slowly press and circle gently. This is me needing you to understand me. Fuck the cleaners. And I can feel your response change. There's a fear still there, but you do seem to understand what's now going to happen. Two people connecting. I'm going to undo you as I try to show you why I'm not a monster. A gentle man in circumstances that I do not understand. Gentle, tender, and hungry. I'm going to show you my naked desire one more time. I reach under you again, shifting your body and spreading you wide, this time telling you what I'm going to do. I am about to slam my cock into you, very, very deeply, but only once, and then quake you tenderly till you explode one final time. This is about you understanding me as a sexual being. I hear the night air tremble as you heard those words. Tell me you understand. I need to dance with you one final time. And you whispered your agreement. My tone lowers and softens, emotion quavering my next statement. Forgive me for what I did. I was only following orders, I whispered, as I feel a tear roll down my cheek and I ready myself, my cock cleansed and powerful. I once again place myself between your raw and aching lips as I thrust deep and powerfully into you, and hold my muscles tensed and rugged, a faux orgasm as I play my pelvic floor, clenching angrily over and over again, inviting you to clutch at me, my weight still, and my breathing soft and yearning. I feel you soften, realizing that this is a different situation, as your soft pulsing clenches subside into a hunger. Your hips start to shift back and forth as I hold my poise, and you begin to lead me as we start to dance slowly. My quaking rhythm, so gentle yet so deep, begins to tease you as you understand this moment is about you. As you realize I'm trying to connect and respond, and yet expose myself. Our dance quickens as your soft breaths become soft, aching expressions of desire. I temper myself to your rhythm as we dance, deeper and deeper. I can feel you hot and wet and tight around me, a forlorn ache to you as you slow yourself, your hips smooth, and with a mind of their own. Please, you gasp. Please, fuck me, fuck me. You shiver beneath me and clench one more time, as tightly as you possibly can, as we start our dance again. Only this time I lead the dance, and I shift my weight, spreading my legs wider, as my cock slides effortlessly into and out of you. The veins standing out on my hands as I grip you and press you to my wet and sweating, eager action. My balls hanging in the heat slam against you with each urgent thrust. You can feel me beginning to growl, as I can feel you beginning to flutter, your hips bucking randomly as it's only a question of time now to find out who's going to win this race as I thrust deeper and faster into you. You are that winner, as I feel you throw back your head and gasp, tensed and aching as your pussy spasms, pressing and clenching and demanding over and over again. Over and over again. I slowly withdraw to the tip, my racing breaths and my hunger now ready for one final thrust as I meet your desire, filling you so deeply as I tremble and pulse angrily as I grip my hands around you in a shared moment of explosion, pulsing again and again and again, filling you with my expressions. coming and coming and coming. And again, your pussy grips me as we shared that moment of connection. I sighed deeply and left. Your aching panting as I left that room will haunt me to my deathbed. I never found out if the cleaners had abused their position. I never found out what my cut was. I just stepped a little closer to closing my debt. And you discovered that I wasn't a monster.